Welcome to Simply Jean Ann. I'm Jean Ann Duckworth, a recovering guilty mommy on a journey to becoming an empowered woman. Join me. Welcome to part four of the Guilty Mommy Guide to Summer Survival. Yes, we are going to survive summer this year if it kills us. As I said before, I'm Jean Ann Duckworth, or simply Jean Ann, as everybody calls me. And we're using the word summer. I'm using the word summer, at least, to make it easier for you to remember. Part one, the S, was to sit down before you do anything you need to plan. Two, the U was use what you have. In other words, go through an inventory what you already have before you go out and buy new. Three, the last episode, M, is me time. You have to find time this summer for you. And now, number four, the second M is for memories. Too often, we think that the way to make things fantastic for our kids is to throw a lot of money at it. And yet, surprisingly, the things they seem to remember the most are the things that don't really cost anything or are really simple. Katie's an adult, the child, is an adult. And she'll talk about different things and I'll look at her, you remember that? She remembers. She remembers the funniest things. And I remember the funniest things. The greatest memories I have from being a kid were our fishing trips to the Lake of the Ozarks. Even though I live in SoCal now, I grew up in St. Louis, so we'd go to the Lake of the Ozarks when I was really little. And then when I got older, I went with my sister and her family. But with my mother and grandmother, my biggest memory were the hours we spent playing Canasta together. Canasta, for those of you who do not know, is a card game. And my mother and grandmother and I would sit there and play Canasta by the hour. And it was great. We had a great time doing that. And it didn't cost anything. So this summer, you want to be sure to create memories for your kids. Once again, I didn't even do three. This is the one with four, because my greatest memory was fish. I used going fishing. I used the word fish. F is for free. Great memories don't have to cost anything. In fact, great memories are often free. There are a lot of things you can do that are free. Surprise your family by taking dinner to a park and having dinner there. Go to concerts. Check and see what your community offers over the summer that's free. Every community does a ton of stuff. The farmers market, free fireworks, concerts, all kinds of events, displays, programs, all sorts of things go on. One of the big theaters here in Southern California, at least I live in Orange County, down at the Segerstrom Center, one of the things they do is they do outdoor movies in the summer, and they're free. You just bring a chair and sit down and you watch the movie, and they do great movies. Free is also the library. I did a blog post talking about the public library. Check and see the programs they have that you can use and take your kids to, because they're great and they're free. And it's not just the little story time. One of the local libraries did a little anime weekend. So a lot of things that the kids like. So F is for free. Number two is individual. Keep in mind what it is the different members of your family like to do. You can take each kid out, child of yours out, and create memories just with them. It doesn't always have to be a group affair. And it doesn't always have to be you. But create some individual memories for each of your kids this summer. And remember, this is low stress. You don't have to go freaking out. You don't have to keep a display with little hashtags so that you're sure, little hash marks, so that you're sure that each kid, okay, now this one's got three, but this one has five, so I have to do two more with it. No, don't do that to yourself. The more you stress yourself out, the more you suck the fun right out of it. And you want this to be fun. So create some individual memories with each of your kids, even if it's just taking them out for dinner somewhere and sitting there and talking to them for a while. 3S is for silly. Do some silly things with your kids. At church, every couple of months, we do what's called messy church. We take the kids outside and we have craft projects with them. It's always on a theme. For example, a few weeks before Easter, before Palm Sunday, we did these craft projects so that we had these banners hanging in the church that looked like palm fronds, but they were made up by putting paint on people's hands, and it was a palm of their hand. Yeah, we're very clever. We made these butterflies that hung in the church for Easter. You can do all kinds of things that are a lot of fun. Go to the dollar store and get sidewalk chalk and let the kids draw in the driveway. Go to the dollar store and see what else they have. I don't know if they do this year, but I know a couple of years ago they had those golf sets where it's a great big plastic golf club and the big ball. You can get some of those and set it up similar to croquet and let the kids have a little yard golf tournament. They have bug kits. They have all kinds of great things at the dollar store. Go to the dollar store and see what they have that's just really silly. And let your kids play with these things. Especially find some stuff where, I don't know about now, when I was a kid, it was always a big deal doing stuff outside at night while it was still dark, or while it was dark. We used to love playing hide-and-go-seek in the dark. I know you want to be careful with your kids, but you can do stuff in the backyard. Find things that are iridescent so that the kids can play with stuff that glows in the dark and have fun with it. You can even get, for example, seems like they have Mod Podge that glows in the dark. You could paint the golf balls so that they could play the golf game in the dark. There's all kinds of things you can do. And finally, healthy. Yes, I hate to be a stickler about that, but there are all sorts of ways you can have fun and be healthy. Take your kids on bike rides. Katie used to kvetch about it when she was little, but she talks all the time about when she and Mr. D would go on bike rides down to the beach. Or the year when she was in youth group and the youth pastor wanted the kids to ride bikes down to the beach, or they could meet down there, and Katie was the only one who showed up to ride a bike, so she and Ron rode together down to the beach. And there was a picture in the church bulletin of the two of them. There are all kinds of things you can do that are healthy. Going for walks, going for nature-type walks, or playing a bingo where you're looking for certain things. Get your kids out and get them moving. So, create memories with your kids by remembering to go fish. Make them free, because best memories don't cost anything or only cost a little bit. Do things individually with your children. Make it silly so that they remember it. And do some things that are healthy. Take them to the farmer's market and talk to them about vegetables and the way things are grown. All sorts of things. We are making our own memories this summer by eliminating the guilt and just putting more fun, more joy, not just in the summer, but back in your life. It's all I have for this episode. Join me next time. We're coming up on the end. Thank you for joining me. Be sure to subscribe to this channel so you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Simply Jean Ann, wishing you a life filled with simple joy.